I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater opens their season with Mason Bates and Mark Campbell's The Revolution of Steve Jobs, September 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd at the IU Musical Arts Center. Kevin Newbery, the director, has come with the production from its premiere in Santa Fe. Kevin, your work there was described as sharp, visually stunning, special mention in the use of technology to smoothly move from scene to scene. It begins, actually, at the end with Jobs realizing that he's mortal. How does it work working backwards to keep what Mark Campbell describes as the arc of the story?
Our goal was to create an experience where, like Apple products, you weren't really sure what was lighting, what was scenery, what was design, what's choreography, what's staging, where one thing starts and the next thing ends. One of the things I really love about this opera is that it traverses time and space. It's very phantasmagoric as it moves back and forwards in time and from location to location. Mark's and Mason's structure for the piece is ingenious because it seems to exist almost in the fourth dimension, that you can jump from 1975 to 2007 and you see a young Steve Jobs on his 10th birthday, and suddenly the scene changes and the adult Steve Jobs comes downstage to launch the iPhone. So it's been a lot of fun to highlight the inner workings of this genius, complicated mind.
I gather that this requires a lot of lighting.
It sure does, yes. The production is, I'm proud to say, very cutting edge. I think it takes what's possible on the stage to a whole new level. Like all of Apple's products, really a seamless integration of design and technology, where these perfect experiences that we hold in our hands, that we're all, in fact, addicted to at this point. How do we create a production that mirrors that technology? How do we come up with a design that feels like it reflects the ethos of Apple and Steve Jobs?
You've talked about some of the visuals and some of the cutting edge there. As I've listened to the music, I find lyric songs, I find orchestral interludes, I find pretty much what an opera audience would expect to experience. I know that the librettist has talked about the fact that one thing he really feels compelled to do is to give singers good words to sing with.
Right. It's a great libretto and a wonderful score, and I love Mason's use of electronics. This opera is really unique that way, and its combination of technology and electronics in the score itself with traditional vocal writing and orchestrations. There's a great scene where Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs are in the garage using this blue box that sends tones through the telephone to allow you to make long-distance calls for free. They're having so much fun, these iconoclastic rebel teenagers. At the same time, the score has these churning electronic sounds, and so you're hearing what you might actually hear on the phone while they're pressing those buttons, with, of course, a bed of beautiful orchestrations underneath.
What a nice mix. We're talking with the director, who's come from the production's opening in Santa Fe. Tell us about working with a different cast in a different setting on this production.
It's fun to come back to it a year later and see it with fresh eyes and reinvestigate it. And I've been surprised, pleasantly surprised, at how much having a younger cast has revealed new things in the piece. And seeing that energy of two 20-somethings playing Steve Jobs has been really revelatory, actually. Because the piece traverses time and space and is a kind of heightened reality, if you think of the piece as Steve Jobs looking back on his life and deciding what memories he wants to take with him and what led to his genius and his invention and his cruelty, I mean, everything about his multifaceted personality. Does he remember Woz when he was 50, or does he remember him when he was 20? And having a young cast has been really cool. I'm really excited about it.
The IU Opera Theater's production of The Revolution of Steve Jobs by Mason Bates, libretto by Mark Campbell, conducted by Michael Christie, the director Kevin Newbery, our guest, takes place in the Musical Arts Center September 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.